Hi, this is Debbie Voiles with Beginner Runner Village podcast number 45, 10-day Become a Runner class, day 10, the diagnostic test. This is the final episode in the 10-day quick start series. It's meant to give you a quick overview prior to beginning your running journey. Then, over the next few weeks, I hope you'll go all the way back to episode 1 and listen to all the podcast episodes, because each of these topics and many more are covered in great depth. And as you progress on this journey, they will be more valuable, more meaningful to you. Questions will come up and you'll find that they're answered there. You'll understand everything better. Let's get you started on the right foot. That will keep you comfortable and happy. Beginner runners often assume they're supposed to push themselves really hard. They think that's what it means to be a runner, that we're tough as nails, that we believe in pushing through pain, that we always run hard, that we run when we're sick and when we're hurt, that with the harder we push, the better we'll get. Well, that's completely wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. Experienced runners do train hard sometimes, but you're nowhere near at the point of that. And even experienced runners know, the ones that are knowledgeable know, that they will improve much faster if most of their running is very easy and just a little bit of it is intense. But for you, I want you to do your best to keep any of your running easy, because even easy for you is intense in the beginning. So you're going to walk a lot of the time. Every other day you're going to walk, and then on the days when you do your running, you'll do your walk-run intervals. Another thing, don't be intimidated by fast runners and experienced runners. Remember, before they were runners, they weren't runners. At one point, they were right where you are. Now let's get to that diagnostic test that will reveal exactly how far you should run during the running segments of your walk-run days. Which leads me to this. You will only do walk-run intervals on the hard days of your training. You will alternate hard days with easy days. And the easy days will be walk-only days. And that is not optional. No matter how good you feel, no matter how strong you felt the day before, you must alternate the hard days with the easy days. Because it is only on the recovery days, or the easy walk-run days, those are your recovery days, that you actually get stronger. A lot of people don't understand that. Before doing the test, of course, you must warm up. If you were to skip the warm-up, the diagnostic test would be totally invalidated. Your warm-up is to walk a mile, starting with an easy stroll, but gradually picking up the pace to where it's a fast, brisk pace at the end of that mile. Now the test. I need you to measure the quantity of running, or the length, the amount of running you do, in two ways. I want you to count each step, and I want you to record the elapsed time. You can use your stopwatch feature of your phone to time it. I'm going to now have you run at an easy pace, as easy as you can run, until it gets hard, really hard. Well, for some people, it'll be quite an effort from the start, but other people will be able to run a minute or so. That's the difference between kindergarten and high school, right? And for that, that's the reason why you need to both count the steps and time it, because some people will need to work with the steps and some will need to just start out with time. So for the people who are on the lowest end of fitness, they'll be working with the number of steps for a while, at least until they can comfortably run 30 seconds. But for other people who can already run at least 30 seconds, they'll start with using the time. This is what to do. After a good warm-up, start your watch and run, counting your steps, until it gets quite challenging. But not to where you feel like you're going to collapse, right? You will be breathing hard at this point, but know that this is the one and only time I'll have you run this hard. Only for this test. Record this number of steps, or the time, or both. If you ran less than 30 seconds, then you will need to work with your number of steps until you're at 30 seconds. If you did run 30 seconds or more, then you'll work with your time. Now, this is not your starting distance or time, because that was when you had to stop. That was when it was hard. The duration must be shorter than that when you do your walk-run intervals, because just like I've always been saying since the very beginning, I don't want you running at a high intensity. You stopped when you were at a high intensity. Here's a rule of thumb. Subtract about 10 steps, and that is your starting point for the running segments. Or, if you ran more than 30 seconds, so now you're using time, subtract about 15 seconds, and that is your starting point. Let's say that you had to stop or you needed to stop. You felt uncomfortable, like it was a challenge, a hard challenge at 25 steps. Then I want you starting your running interval at 15 steps. If you had to stop at 45 seconds, then I want you to start your running intervals with a length of 30 seconds. Either way, you've identified your starting point as regards your running segments. One caveat is if this new starting point still seems intense, I don't want that. Feel free to lop off another 5 seconds or a bit more time. I mean, 5 more steps or a bit more time. This will not be a problem. Avoiding intensity is the key at this time. Remember, you're going to keep increasing it over the weeks to come. So you will be there in no time. The other variables are walking time and total distance. For walking time, you decide based on how you feel. For those very unfit, start with 3 minutes for your walking time. For those who are more fit, start with 2 minutes. I would not start with less than that. For distance, start out by doing the intervals for about a mile and keep it at that for a minimum of 2 weeks. From there, it's simple. If you're going to alternate a day when you do walk-run intervals with days, I didn't say that right. I said if. There's no if. From here, you're going to alternate a day when you do the walk-run intervals with days when you walk only. This is critical, and it's something that almost all beginner runners get wrong. Here's the reason. You must only walk every other day. Your body doesn't get stronger when you are running. It is the process of recovery that makes your muscles stronger. So if you try to rush it and skip the recovery days, which for you are walk-only days, then you're not going to improve as quickly. We call it the hard, easy principle. Sadly, most beginner runners don't know about that. And even if they hear of it, they don't realize that it applies to them every bit as much as it applies to a long-time runner. The walk-only days are not optional. Your fitness will improve faster, and you'll build strength and endurance faster only if you have a full recovery day in between two hard days, days when you do your walk-run intervals. If you don't give your body time to repair, then training will get harder with each successive day, and you'll get exactly the opposite of what you seek. So realize that your easier days, for you, your walk-only days, are critical to your improvement. I know I've said that like 5 times now. If you say to yourself, well, this is easy, I can do my walk-run days back-to-back, you are making a huge mistake that many beginners make. Exercise restraint. So, now you know why you must walk every other day. This won't be forever. Later on, you'll be running more on your hard days, and then, at that point, you'll be able to incorporate a little bit of running in your easier days. But not yet. Never let your easy days get closer in intensity to your hard days. That's what you have to be careful about. Many, many experienced runners screw up that way. They say they have hard days and easy days, but it turns out there's a very little difference. And when I work with them and explain that their easy days aren't easy enough and I slow them down a lot, then they suddenly will start having tremendous improvements. Some longtime runners that have never been coached don't know that because it's not the kind of thing that's intuitive. They have to be taught that. After a few weeks, you'll want to cut back on your walking segments, but evaluate all along the way. Maybe when you try reducing your running to 1 minute, it feels hard. Then switch it to 90 seconds for a week or so. In this way, you're customizing the training to your body, your age, your weight, and your fitness level. That makes perfect sense. Here's an example of how to do it. When Patty did the test I just described, she found she had to stop at 25 steps. That means she should run 15 steps at a time for her running segments. Every other day for the first week after her warm-up walk, she runs or would run 15 steps and then walk 2 minutes and repeat that over and over until she had completed a mile distance. She used a watch or stopwatch function on her phone to time her walking segments. Now, you may say, wow, that's not much running. Please, please be gentle, extra gentle with your body for the first whole month. This is a critical time. Your body must get accustomed to running. Your bones need to get stronger. It is well known that running and walking as load-bearing exercises will make your bones stronger. But running and walking put stress on your bones. That's why they become stronger. But if you do too much before they've had a chance to actually get any stronger, you'll get shin splints and have to take a week off, or worse. So the thing is, you have to give them time to get accustomed to doing anything. Then you'll be able to improve and increase more quickly. You're on the journey. Be happy with that. On the in-between days, Patty just walks at a good pace. The first couple of weeks, this is just 2 miles because her legs aren't used to walking very much. But then she's able to gradually build up to a 3 mile walk on her easy days. On week two, she runs 20 steps alternated with 2 minutes of walking. Week three, 25 steps alternated with 2 minutes of walking, still for just 1 mile after the 1 mile warm up. Let's say 25 steps is feeling a bit challenging. Then she should either change nothing the next week or fall back to 20 steps and keep it there for a week or so. Remember, it doesn't need to be uncomfortable for you to experience great success and improvement. Listen to your body. So she goes back to 20 steps for week four. Then she does 25 steps the next week and feels much better. The next week, week five, she extends the interval distance, or in other words, the distance that she does the intervals from 1 mile up to 1.5 miles. Then in week six, she decides to shorten the walking duration from 2 minutes down to 90 seconds, and so on. Remember, there are three variables: the length of the running segment, the length of the walking segment, and the number of times those are repeated. Rather than count the intervals, the number of times they're repeated, though, you may just want to measure off a mile and use that. You can easily determine a mile with any GPS tracker in your phone or drive it off in your car. I have always found that once people get started running, they like to think in miles. Now, that's different from a lot of coaches. A lot of coaches will tell people a length of time to do whatever they're telling them to do. Now, of course, I do that with track workouts for my people. But when we're just talking about this, getting started running, people tend to like to think of it in terms of how many miles. It's not rocket science. And even if I were working with you in person, there would be times when it would be a complete toss-up as to whether to increase the amount of running or decrease the amount of walking or just continue with the current intervals and just do more. There's no wrong way to do it, except by increasing more than one interval or increasing any one too much. Don't stress about it. If you want to see it all planned out for you on paper, then enroll in my online program and you'll have it. This is the time to work on form and cadence, though. That's where I want you to focus. Rather than trying to do too much too fast, work on how you're doing it, how you're running. Please be sure to listen to my more expansive episodes about cadence and running form. Remember, you can always go to the website, and on the Mojo for Running website, you can click podcast and click on the Beginner Runner Village archives, and you can scan up and down and find the episode topics. And they're all linked to where you can play them. Or of course, you know, usually on any podcast app, you can see all of them. I spend lots of time during the first few weeks teaching my beginners to run with a cadence of about 175 to 180 steps per minute. Just taking tiny steps, and they can all do that. Remember, you're not taking very many steps at once, so that helps you to do that. But if you do that, and I explain all this in those other podcasts in great detail, but if you're trying to do that and you feel like it's too intense, then the steps you're taking are too big. That's how you make it easier. Remember, the goal is to get better and better, but to enjoy the trip and avoid injury. At any point, if you feel like a particular week is challenging, go back and repeat the prior week a second time, and do not feel like that means you're not doing well. That is not at all what it means. You don't always have to change something. Many runners continue with the exact same regimen for several weeks at a time. There's nothing wrong with that. You're getting stronger with every week. In this way, with this program, you're customizing it for you, and that's as it should be. That's it. That's how it's done. That's why the people that work with me experience success, because they're not asking their body to do more than it's ready to do. Responding to your body, to how it feels, is the way to keep it safe and to keep it healthy and to keep it pleasant and exciting so that you'll want to keep doing it for the rest of your life. And honestly, if you're not going to stick with it, then you're wasting your time, and I am too. If you want more specific direction, go to coaching.mojoforrunning.com to check out my Walk to Run to 5K program. You get a specific training program with instruction for what to do 7 days a week, including suggestions for cross training, and you get access to my private Mojo for Running Facebook group that is just for those clients. Now, there's a Mojo for Running Facebook page. Anybody can go there and like that and comment and see my posts, but that's not at all the same as the Facebook group. Now, here's today's quote. The rest of your life could be the best of your life.